Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly conducted by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is an additional interview with Florence Hoy at her home on August 30th, 1982, conducted by Sue Ellen Cheng Kwok and Munson Kwok. This would be Florence Hoy, tape 5.
You go to a Chinese Presbyterian
yeah,
church?
Yeah, we go to every Sunday.
Every right. Sunday you go?
Yeah, we go in the whole Cameron house.
Did you continue?
So how many people is that? Children and young girls, must be 30 or 40 people marching down to the church? Or?
Yeah, we go, not very far.
Half a block.
You know where's Sacramento?
Yeah.
And where, you know where Joy is?
Joy
Street. I mean, Joy.
John.
Joy is a little alley,
yes.
And they come down to Clayton.
Clay,
and then the church here.
Yeah, on Stockton Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is between Stockton and Clay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Stockton, Clay, and Washington. Huh?
Washington. Washington and well, it's near. Anyway, it's near Clay.
Yes, but you would walk down.
We walk down
the little alley and then come to Clay Street and then walk down Clay.
The Cameron House on the 920.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The number.
Right.
On Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And over here is the little alley. And alley to walk down to, and then the clay, then to come down to the church.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just about five minute walk,
uh-huh.
Maybe walk or 10 minutes if you take a small walk.
Uh-huh.
You walk to church.
We walk to church.
As young girls, did you walk around in Chinatown?
Yeah, we do.
Alone, you know.
No,
with
we
your
go.
Friends, or you always is somebody with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I wonder how much you remember of old San Francisco Chinatown.
Old San Francisco Chinatown? So what do you mean by...
How much do you remember, like a street, that stores,
or what it looked
Chinatown?
Like, what were stores that come to your mind?
You know, like which store do you visit more, you know, often and... For example, you like
you
to take camera,
candy,
you, yeah, like you like to
that.
Take pictures, you know, which store did you go there for picture developing? And
we take it to a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
There's one.
Where was that?
There's one pharmacy and Stockton.
Mm-hmm.
Stockton and Clay.
Oh, yeah.
It's not very far from Cameron House. Just come down to Stockton.
Oh, Zhonghua, you China Pharmacy, huh? The 868 Stockton Street, San Francisco.
Oh,
is that right?
Yes.
How did you dig that up?
The whole thing I still...
My
and that
God.
Time, what's Singho? What's that? He's in the church too, church member.
Uh-huh.
What's his name?
I should be better here, but I'm not, because I've forgotten the families that used to run the pharmacy. Yeah, there was a pharmacy.
Yeah.
Across the street from St. Mary's, huh? At that time, probably. on the same side of the street, the St. Mary's school.
St. Mary and Clay? Is that the Clay?
Yeah. Of course, I should be careful because I don't know if St. Mary was there at that time.
Uh-huh. Oh.
So I should be careful about that.
Oh, St. Mary, it's here's the Clay. And St. Mary on this side. And Famous
yes,
on this there. On this side.
Oh, it's across the street.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Stockton and Clay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And this is Stockton. And then St. Mary, if it's St. Mary's is here, and this is the hill, the pharmacy.
And then next is Chinese time. Remember Chinese
uh-huh.
time?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
yeah.
That's at the pharmacy, back of the Chinatown,
okay.
in the back of the pharmacy.
Oh, I
okay.
see. Uh-huh.
So that.
And the Catholic, is there a Manminglou, a Chinese hotel, Manminglou.
Manminglou, huh?
Oh, Gamjilo.
Uh-huh.
That's
Manminglou.
Before me then.
Uh-huh.
Manminglou.
Yeah, Manminglou. Yeah, what's the name? Is it?
Is this?
I don't specifically know.
Yeah. Well, it's a hotel then.
Yeah.
But it is interesting. All those years with your little camera, you didn't take any pictures of Chinatown.
Yeah.
No, we don't. We don't go to Chinatown.
Chinatown is like home, so
just,
you don't care to take pictures.
We just go to. I just take a picture when we go. Picnic or something like that.
Yeah.
Chinatown is not interesting enough.
Not interesting. Now it becomes very interesting.
Yeah, just go to picnic or beach or park
uh-huh.
or something like that.
Were you the only one with the camera or most of the girls has?
No, I think I'm the only one that has the camera.
You're
yeah.
the only one?
Yeah,
how did you get the first camera? And how did you learn? Who taught you?
Oh, my friend Anna.
Uh-huh.
No, the one on the motorcycle.
She has the camera. So she took a picture. So, gee, I'm going to get one like that.
Uh-huh.
Would you still have that camera?
No. I wish I had, but...
A collector's item.
Yeah. So you went out and bought one for yourself? Or?
I bought one for myself.
Well, this is a... What was the special occasion of this?
That's camping. I think either get ready to board the train or something like that.
Taken at East Oakland Station, June 1919.
East Oakland.
Group of young ladies with their suitcases. Oh. It looks like you're going somewhere.
Yeah, I guess we go to the camp, I guess.
Go to the camp or go to the prune picking?
Yeah, uh-huh, something like that. Must be.
It's a good picture. Big group pictures. You do take that, right.
I think remember I had this picture.
Yeah. Did you go to church in the in Denver while you were there 2 years?
In Denver, yeah.
Uh-huh. So there's a Chinese church.
Oh, this is Ida Lee. See.
Ida Lee on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Kneeling
Ida.
With a sweater, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She grew up from the home, too.
Uh-huh.
And then she became to take care of the supervisors.
I see.
Us.
Uh-huh.
All those girls. Well, most of them is gone.
Uh-huh. Where were you here?
No, I wasn't here. Is that me? That's me.
Looks like it, right?
Yeah.
The third from the left and standing.
Must be somebody took this picture.
Uh-huh. I think that's you. Yeah. Came to Los Angeles, did you go to any Chinese church?
Yeah, we still go to Chinese church in here.
You still do? Uh-huh. But then back in the 30s.
Oh yeah, they have one Crenshaw.
Uh-huh.
No, was Adam or what?
An Adams.
Adams,
uh-huh.
yes. The
Presbyterian church? Oh, you went to that church?
Uh-huh.
So you go like once for a while every Sunday or?
Just once in a while.
Once in a while, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember the ministers who were in that church?
I think it's Lau or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Lau?
Oh, yeah. Reverend Lau.
Were there many Chinese attendants there? It's all for Chinese, right, that Presbyterian mm-hmm. church?
Yeah.
So do you know many people there, or?
No, I don't have time to.
You didn't spend much time with those people,
no.
like socializing or getting together.
No.
But you would go alone because your store opened on Sunday, so your husband couldn't go with you.
Oh, sometimes he goes with me.
Sometimes he does. Did you take the children there too, to the church?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
did your children also learn Chinese?
No,
they didn't get the chance.
They don't get the chance to learn. They don't. They understand some Chinese word, but they can't speak.
They were too far from the town to go to Chinese school.
Because there's no Chinese children to play with them.
Yes.
And they play with American children.
Mm-hmm.
So
you don't practice.
Yeah. And too far away for us to send them to Chinese school.
But they have Chinese
school.
They have Chinese names, though. You and your husband gave them Chinese
names.
Yeah,
right. They have a Chinese name.
Did they help in the store when they sort of a little bit bigger?
Yeah, when they.
That's the other
when
question
did they
I
start,
had here about.
When did they start
this
working?
This is one of your boys, huh?
Yeah.
This is who?
This is
little boy in front of the
store, I think.
Store?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see in the back. It says Joe.
Joe
boy?
Yeah, yes, yeah, older boy.
That's the older one.
Mm-hmm. That's the older one over there.
Oh.
Yeah, this is the side of the store.
The side of the store. I see
here.
Like
a painting, like a Chinese painting or something.
No, that's a Persian thing or something.
No, they put the pictures on my building. On the building.
Artists do that?
No.
Or was this just a wallpaper?
Just wallpaper. This is the front. And this is empty lot, see?
Mm-hmm.
So I took him on the side.
Yeah, Venice is a unique place even in those days. Are there a lot of artists, do you remember, in Venice? A lot of craftsmen?
Who were the people live around that neighborhood in Venice at that time?
They could come and go.
Uh-huh. It's like working people.
That's like today.
just come and go. It's like summer's. Summertime, they come down for the summer.
Whole different
to beach.
Bunch of people
uh-huh.
live at the
yeah,
beach.
Come to the beach, and then after summer they go.
Then in the winter it's very quiet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
so you have good seasons in summertime.
The people come down the beach, you know, swimming,
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little pier to go out, way out the ocean,
uh-huh.
and they can fish. Fishing.
Uh-huh.
Now they change.
So your children got a chance to go to the beach a lot, right?
Oh, they went from morning to night. Cause sometimes I said, gee, look at you, you're like black boy. So dark and real dark.
Did you hire anybody in the store?
No.
Never really
No,
hired
no we never hired because it doesn't make
enough
money to
hire. How much would you say, like, say the beginning when you have the business, how much did you make the business, how much did you
sometimes
yeah.
some and then do this depression sometimes take only $20
uh-huh.
$25, $30 if we have $50 oh, that's good business
uh-huh. But then gradually you make more, like in the 40s.
And then after the Depression, the war come on.
Uh-huh. How did the war do for you? Was that a good time?
Yeah, that's to get
for
a little
business?
Bit better after the
did people still come to the beach in the summertime during
the war?
Yeah, they come.
Mm-hmm.
They come to the beach.
Not so many men, though. Huh?
Oh, yeah, they have children, mostly children.
Children and women.
Uh-huh. They just come down for the. Sometimes they live down the apartment,
mm-hmm.
and some they come down for the day with the children,
mm-hmm.
and they buy soda and ice cream and like that.
Uh-huh. So that's the probably the most popular items that you sell.
Mm-hmm.
And the meat and the grocery for the neighborhood.
Yeah, for the residents, the people that live in apartment or house.
Did you make did you become a friend of these customers? Come and go?
Just come and go mostly. Yeah.
You point out that the picture, the Chamber of Commerce, the ladies and the gentlemen next to you, were they good friends of yours?
Yeah, they're good friends of us.
Were they your customer or were they just...
Yes, they live near us.
Oh, they live near you.
What's
these gentlemen here?
Mrs.
These gentlemen over here.
Yeah.
What's their name?
Right,
this one is a husband and wife. They're plumber.
Plumber. Mr. and Mrs. Plumber? They still live around here? Oh, they are plumbers.
Yeah,
I
they are.
See.
Oh, they're plumbers.
Oh, her husband passed away, but she's living, but she's pretty old.
Uh-huh. It's around the neighborhood here?
I think she still live over there, I think.
I
haven't seen her for a long, long time.
I see. Uh-huh. That's very interesting.
So, stay in the hotel in Hotel. I don't remember what's the name of it. It's near the pharmacy, around the.
It's not the one you named before.
Maming. It's not the.
It's not Maming Hotel.
Lao.
It was another hotel.
So you were very young then when you came.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was.
About how old were you then? You still remember that, huh?
I think it must be 7 or 8 years old.
Uh-huh, I see. Uh-huh. And then since then you stay in San Francisco?
Yes, I stayed there until I got more married.
Mm-hmm, I
lived
see.
There.
So you say you stay in the hotel for...
For a while.
Mm-hmm. And then you go to the...
I live with my foster parents.
Uh-huh.
These were Chinese.
Hmm?
Chinese
foster
parents.
Yeah.
Singlao. That's the reason why your
I adopted her. I forgot. I don't remember my own real Chinese name.
They adopt you in China, though.
Yeah.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
And took you, brought
they
you here.
They brought me over here.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, there's not much Chinese people.
No.
Not as many as now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's even not many young Chinese
girls.
No teenage either.
No, huh? Mostly old men or
old lady.
Grown up men.
Uh-huh, yeah. And there's no car. There's only street car.
Uh-huh.
Well, they have car. I think I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
I remember there's some car where I don't know where.
But you came after the earthquake.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you maybe remember San Francisco when there was still a lot of ruins from the earthquake.
Not totally built up.
A lot of empty lots, vacant
lots, maybe,
and things like that.
A lot of empty lots and like that. I came over when I was 1906.
Earthquake.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So in those times maybe they all clear up,
mm-hmm.
clear up the the ruin and building like that.
But a lot of empty lots, I think, still then
mm-hmm.
in 1910.
Mm-hmm. That's 1911.
Mm-hmm. You remember a Chinatown that looks like that? It's a lot of
sort of
empty
vacant
places.
No, Chinatown's got
pretty much
built up.
Built up already.
Yeah, they have Sang Fat.
Uh-huh.
They have Xiong Hoi Lao.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
They have, what's the others? Hong Kong Lao.
Uh-huh.
Restaurant.
I think.
They have the upstairs. Hong Kong. It's go upstairs, all those restaurants, you have to go upstairs.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Not
on the street.
The most famous is Hang Fa.
Hang
Fa
Lao.
Hang Fa Lao.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Xiong Hoi Lao, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yes, Xiong Hoi Lao, yes.
I think there's
Hong
Kong Lao.
No, that's afterward. I don't think that's the very beginning, but I think that...
No, Hang Fa.
Xiong Hoi Lao just closed up, 2-3 years ago.
Yeah? Oh. How about Hang Fa? the grocery store, I mean, dry goods store.
Oh, long ago, closed up.
Closed up?
Yeah.
Your step, foster parents also had this grocery store, isn't that right?
No, she didn't have a, she worked in a folk war.
What store was
that? Folk
war. Folk war department store.
Uh-huh.
On corners, Grand Avenue and Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Like folk war. Remember that?
No, that's still before me.
I think they... I think it left. I don't know if they take it over or change it. Maybe maybe the building is still there.
Change
hands have different
names.
Have a different what do you call business?
Business names.
See? Yeah, different.
So that's why before you see.
Sangfan, I remember. But
this is something like Sangfan to sell those art good art.
Sangfan was just on the other side of the street.
Grand Avenue and California.
California, that's right.
Good memory.
Yeah. Well, what's the name? The department. On Grand Avenue is near Sangfan.
Uh-huh. So you live in
a... I work for the one of those
department.
Chinese money.
This is before you go to Cameron House, or this is... Even while you were
Before I was married.
After Cameron House.
Yeah, I came out, I stayed with my friend on Clay Street, and I bought with them, and I could work.
Uh-huh.
Were your foster parents actually members of the church, the Presbyterian church?
No, he doesn't believe.
Oh, he did not.
No, I just go when I come to the
Cameron House. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You say when you were like 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
Did you go to school though when you were with your foster parents?
No, I didn't
parents?
Go to school. I just go to school in the Cameron House.
Oh,
that's
I
where
see.
I started.
I see. Uh-huh.
That's how come I come to that Cameron House.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
It's to get an education.
Yeah. And after that, when did you leave the Cameron House? Actually, you sort of move out from Cameron House.
Yeah, after I finished grammar school,
Mm-hmm. You went to Berkeley.
Yeah, I went to Berkeley and took, they found me a part-time job, school job. They call it
school job. Uh-huh.
And I went to Berkeley.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to junior high and high school. I didn't finish. I went about a year and a half to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back to Cameron House
mm-hmm.
and take care of the Cameron. And then I worked about a year or so, and then I move. I stay with my friend
and work in the department store
and then until I get married.
But you never work at Sangfan, which was one of the finest stores in Chinatown.
Never worked for us. No, everybody knows Sangfan.
Everybody knows Sangfan.
Yeah.
That's right.
Did you say you came back to take care of Cameron, Mrs. Cameron herself, or take care of the people in Cameron House?
Oh, I told the people in the come. You see, they have to close the door,
uh-huh.
not open,
uh-huh.
and let some people come see Miss Cameron or
uh-huh.
like that.
Uh-huh.
So, otherwise, it's a reception, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so
no.
You were kind of a secretary receptionist?
No, not secretary.
Receptionist.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I see.
Something like that.
Ah,
keep the key.
Oh, okay.
Keep the key, open the door for
answer the telephone?
Answer the phone like that.
I see. Not everybody can come in. It's only special arrangements, appointments.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did you go with Mrs. Cameron on any of her activities as her receptionist? No.
No.
Yeah.
This is Miss Wu do that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
Miss Wu, she's
the
interpreter.
Secretary, interpreter.
Yes.
I see.
Okay.
We call her auntie. We all call her Andy, and we call Miss Cameron Lomo. And the others are called Miss Hicken or whatever it is.
I see.
They're all very dedicated people.
So when you help Mrs. Cameron during that 2 years period, did you get any pay or you just sort of volunteer your
just
time?
Okay.
But you stay in the camera house.
You live
there. Mm-hmm.
Live
there.
I live there.
I see.
I
thank you. Well, I think we should stop here.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
you're
Mrs.
Welcome.
Hoy.
Alice, she's apartment.
Your friend?
Mm-hmm.
Friend.
And I remember there's a Chinese hospital
she
near
went,
over there.
She went to Chinese hospital?
No, she didn't go. She could.
There
she
was
could.
A hospital on Waverly, you were saying.
Something.
No,
is it?
No,
no,
you were saying. Yun.
Dunghua Yiyun.
Yeah.
In any case.
It's,
so your girlfriend's apartment is like in back of the Chinese hospital.
Well, this is LA, and then Dunghua Yiyun somewhere over there in Jackson or what?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Jackson over there.
I see, but your girlfriend
no,
didn't go to that hospital when she had a baby.
I don't think she goes there. She's never go to American. I kind of mix up. I don't know. I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
She probably go to the Zhonghua Yiyun or not. I don't know. But I know that the Zhonghua Yiyun is very near her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I
okay.
See.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a new one, I think. I was there when they built.
Dunghua Yiyun.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then.
Do you remember that you have to raise funds for it? And
I don't know.
A lot of business in China.
Well, maybe they do, but we don't
you
pay
didn't
no.
Get involved.
Well,
no,
we don't we don't know nothing about those things.
Uh-huh.
But the church helped support it, though, probably. Cause,
I guess so. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then. The grammar schools on Clay.
Yeah, partly.
Near Power, right?
Commodore Line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Commodore Stockton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those little children could walk up the tool over there.
That's
uh-huh.
where you went to grammar school, huh?
No,
we didn't go to grammar school.
No, we stayed in a home.
You stay in a home and had teachers.
Teacher us.
So you never had a chance to meet any of the people, or the teachers, or even the kids at Commodore?
No, we don't know, but we know that they go to the church over there.
Yeah.
See, near our home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still remember quite well.
Yeah.
Stockton?
Stockton guy?
Yeah.
Still there.
I think still there. Oh, yeah, so. Every time when I go to Los Angeles, go to the tunnel, I always remember the tunnel.
In Second
Sense and on Stockton.
Stockton Street, yeah.
You remember the tunnels in Los Angeles?
No, every time we pass this Los Angeles tunnel, I will remind her the tunnel.
San Francisco's
tunnel.
Yeah, the Longkong.
And they one time they had found a baby boy or baby girl. On the tunnel, and they took it to home.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh. The home take it?
Yeah.
Cameron
the,
take
oh
it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we took it in and take care.
So all the girls sort of take care of the baby?
Was when the girls,
mm-hmm.
All the girls take care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In those days they had the streetcars, huh?
Yes.
Going through the tunnel. Do you remember that?
Did they have a streetcar?
Oh, I'm asking you.
I don't think they have streetcars. Not even now, isn't it?
Now they don't have streetcars. No.
No.
Did you ever? Oh, speaking of streetcars, makes me think that you go through the tunnel and you go to San Francisco downtown. Did you girls ever go down to San Francisco downtown much? You shop in the American District.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Walk down there. Walk to Market Street.
Market Street, yeah.
Through the tunnel.
Yeah. Union Square?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they have no streetcar around Stockton.
Mm-hmm.
They have car, if we have to take car from power.
Cable car?
Yeah, to Market Street.
Oh, okay.
What did you do in downtown?
Just go shopping.
Shopping.
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember some of the stores you go into?
Yeah, I
like
remember.
Like Emporium, I'm sure.
Emporium or Hale.
Hale's, yeah.
I think that's the, remember those two. And I met an Stockton.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Did you go to like movies or plays or in downtown?
Yeah, a lot of movies on Market Street. Did you go to the theater?
There's one or two, I remember.
Uh-huh.
Did you go then?
I went when I met my husband.
Ah, I see.
But not while you were in the home as a young girl. Movies was not a
no
big thing, I guess.
No, we're not allowed to.
Yeah.
We don't. We don't go to the movie at home.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have no money, mm-hmm. And then they're not supposed to.
But you could go to the beach, the ocean beach, and
yeah,
then you have picnics.
Yeah, like that.
Did you go to the playland? I see the one picture where you.
You have to pay for yourself.
Oh, I was going to ask, did you play play in the rides or anything?
Yeah, you have to pay your own self.
Yeah.
How did you get your own money? Did you work for the money or?
I had to do sewing.
Do sewing.
Yeah.
And do sewing, and the people come by, and then we make those. Extra money.
I see. So do you divide it up, how much money that you make, and then you divide it up? You work so much, you got so much.